Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
So welcome to New Cyber Frontier. And today we have some guests, a couple. I was expecting one and then I realized, wait, there's a whole bunch of people on the invite. So we've ramped up the studio here to hold some more people. But we have CTRAC, which is the Center for Technology, Research, and Commercialization, CTRAC. And we have from CTRAC, Aaron Miller and Christine Schwartz. And from Bocorp joining them, Patty Bonvillet. I got them all right. So CTRAC, and we're going to let Aaron explain what CTRAC is, but it's a 501c3, so a nonprofit that works with the in partnership with the Air Force CyberWorks.
That's right. You got it, Chris. So
yeah, go ahead and tell us about, first of all, tell us about yourself. We don't want to jump into business straight up.
Okay.
Tell me about Aaron.
That's a really good question. Thank you for asking, because it actually helps to explain the CyberWorks story.
So awesome.
I worked at the Air Force Academy for 6 years. So my background is primarily communication and political science prior to that. But then I landed this awesome gig at the Air Force Academy working in their research department. So I learned all about their research program and some of their objectives. And along the way, they started talking about this thing called command and control and cyber. And it just blossomed into this huge ordeal where they decided that from there, they're going to launch a whole new center at the Air Force Academy. So I was kind of in from the ground floor, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And after I left, we went to go stand up CTRAC, and we realized that CTRAC is the perfect partner to actually bring industry to...
So standing up CTRAC, though, you left to stand up CTRAC? This is your own brain trust?
So some other people were working on it before me. Kevin O'Neill at the Catalyst campus had been talking with the Air Force Academy about how do we make sure that industry is really plugged in to ensure that these collaborations are built in. And technology transfer is something we just do at CyberWorks. It's not something, and it used to be called the Cyber Innovation Center. So if you've ever heard AFCIC or Cyber Innovation Center, then...
Now that's an Air Force word, right? That's not one of yours.
Correct. And that's not a thing anymore in terms of Air Force Academy Cyber.
So they changed that to CyberWorks is what you're saying.
Okay. So CyberWorks is the new AFCIC.
Okay.
So if you ever heard that, then.
I've heard those words floating around here. This is a military town. And
yeah.
I try to make people stop when acronyms come out and explain what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So there is a Cyber Innovation Center. It's part of the Air Force. It's not in Colorado. You can go Google it and figure out where it's at. I think it's in the lower half of the U.S. somewhere. I should know. Maybe attached to SOCOM or something. But
SOCOM, Southern something, I'd imagine.
Southern Command.
Okay.
Special Operations.
Okay. We just have to back up on the acronyms because I don't know what those mean. Okay, so, but first, before we get into what CTRAC is, Patty, what's your story? What's your background?
So my story is I am a graduate from Michigan Tech.
Michigan Tech, I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm, computer science degree back in 1986. I've been in Colorado Springs for 30 years. I started off by working Star Wars under the Reagan administration out at Falcon Air Station before it became Schriever Air Force Base. So I was out there for probably about 7 or 8 years, did war gaming, which was totally cool. So that's where I learned about missile defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I spent 23 years at Boeing and moved up from engineering and software development to management of teams that do software development. And then just a year ago, I left Boeing, I retired, and then I started work with Bocorp here in town. Small, woman-owned business, 250 people. And I was a war gamer with Kathy Bow and Scott Bow and Tom Dixon, who's the president at BoCorps.
And BoCorps has been one of our sponsors here, so I'm very familiar with
them. Yeah. So that's my story.
Okay.
And we were lucky enough to see the submittal from C-TRAC about industry partners joining up to do CyberWorks work, and that's how I met Aaron and Christine.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Aaron, let's kind of rewind and talk to us about C-TRAC and what it is that you wanted to jump into from the beginning, and we may just stop and say something personal.
Yeah, so C-TRAC, you said it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Uh-huh. It's part of Catalyst Campus, so Catalyst Campus is a larger ecosystem than just C-TRAC. Mm-hmm. We have Southern Colorado Technology Alliance on the campus. It's a 501c6, so it's a membership organization focused on aerospace and defense companies, giving them resources and mentoring them through winning government work primarily, mm-hmm. but also exposing them to new opportunities. The Catalyst Campus at large is really a collision space. So where government...
Collision space, that sounds exciting, but explain what that means.
Yes, we're colliding, but in a good way, with government and industry, so that government and industry can work together. So you have all these private companies that they want to have conversations with the government and help solve their problems. They're highly motivated, highly capable, and have really technology that most people don't even know about. Mm-hmm. I mean, this city is insanely capable, and people don't even have a clue about half of it, but especially a lot of the Air Force folks that want to solve problems for their warfighter. And we bring in speakers that are from the government, like we had General Armanio down there not too long ago, and she spoke to a group of SCTA members, so Southern Colorado Technology Alliance members, about some of the problems that they have, that they're facing, and what they want to solve. And in this space, you can talk freely because it's not just one company that's there. It's mm-hmm. a whole bunch of people. So there's no concern about, you know, protecting the innocent. You know, we've got...
There's no innocent here.
Right? So we just had an open dialogue, and it was great. And mm-hmm. C-TRAC was there. Obviously, like I said, lots of Colorado companies, Colorado Springs companies were there.
So now I have been down to the Catalyst Campus for mm-hmm. a couple of these events, I think. That one you're talking about, I might have been at. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of companies coming in. This space is still in renovation right now. There's a lot going on there as far as building it out still. Mm-hmm. So the objective there, end goal, is to have lots of companies lease from there, have lots of gang meeting rooms, team rooms, where companies, you said, collide into each other. The government has some secure facilities there, things like that, that people can then work in if they have projects that relate to the government. So it's that rubbing shoulders with the top and the bottom to try and get industry booming in mm-hmm. the area, all focused around government, though.
A lot of it is DoD focused, yeah. Our focus is on space operations and uh-huh. cybersecurity primarily.
Okay.
And that's part of what makes Catalyst Campus unique. There's not another place in the country that's a collaborative, incubating type space that's focused on DoD that we know of.
Okay. So now you had a whole bunch of stuff to present here. Did you get through your list?
No, not even close.
Don't let me stop you.
So real quick, the CyberWorks program that we're supporting up at the Air Force Academy, it's really an Air Force program. It's not just an Air Force Academy program. Uh-huh. The Air Force has tasked CyberWorks with solving those really difficult, hard-to-solve problems that... It's difficult to do in a silo. You know, you really have to bring together some great thinkers, some dynamic individuals who are creative, off the wall, to be able to throw as much on the wall as possible. But mm-hmm. that's what CyberWorks is for. So it's a safe space, right? We use design thinking, and that's the platform. But the goal is really to expose cadets who are going to be our future officers to this new way of thinking and solving problems, but also to create a solution that no one else is going to come up with because they're not using this type of industry and government dynamic environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done three projects.
Give me some example. Okay, you're going to do that. Go ahead.
You got it. So three projects that we've done so far are I think the project was called Cyber Risk Dashboard, but that's also what we produced. So that's what I refer to it as now, is the Cyber Risk Dashboard project. And what that means is that we needed to figure out a way to communicate cyber risk to commanders at all levels. And that's an Air Force problem that CyberWorks was tasked to solve. So C-TRAC, as the industry recruiting arm of CyberWorks, we went out to industry and we said, hey, we're working on solving this problem. Are you interested? Do you have a person on your team who's the right fit for this environment and who's knowledgeable enough in the way industry would go about solving this to bring something different to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the operators in the room from the Air Force side. We really need someone who's got a different perspective to join the table. And we brought in five industry partners for the Cyber Risk Dashboard project. That was from August to December of last year.
Mm-hmm.
That we worked on that. And now we're working on the follow-on. So what's great about CyberWorks is that the goal is actually to keep going with the project. It doesn't just die because we ended our sprint, 90 or so days of sprint. Now we're moving on to the next phase, which is actually build the dashboard.
So, okay. And who, now is it the companies that were involved with the ideas, the brainstorming, mm-hmm. that then get contracted to do it?
Yeah, and it's not through a traditional contract. So we're leveraging what's called a partnership intermediary agreement that mm-hmm. C-TRAC has with the Air Force. And that's more of a collaborative relationship. And there's also other collaborative agreements like that that we're leveraging that are not FAR guided. So those who are listening who know about the federal acquisition regulation, this is not guided by that. They're all non-FAR vehicles that we're using.
Okay.
So more flexibility, more collaboration.
So how willing are people just to come out and give their ideas knowing that somebody might take my idea if it's really great and I might not get the benefits of having brought that to your group?
Yeah, well, in collaborative environments, I think that's always a risk. But part of what's happening here is that there one person's idea standing alone isn't necessarily going to be the solution
mm-hmm.
because of the team dynamic that we've created. So you have to have a culmination of ideas together. And I mean, whatever we come up with at the end, it might not still even be the solution. It might be one solution. But the idea behind CyberWorks is that you can fail faster in the Air Force and in government in general. So typically you see a lot of programs that have lasted many years, millions of dollars, maybe billions have been thrown on it. But if possibly they designed a smaller prototype to get started with and they threw it out there to see how it worked and tested it at a low cost, low volume production, then we would have seen it fail faster.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is generating a proof of concept or a very early stage prototype that we'll test out and we'll get a lot of feedback as quickly as possible, and that'll tell us whether or not it's actually going to work. And it's okay if the answer is no. That's kind of the goal, is to get to no as quick as possible or get to yes as quick as possible.
Hmm. Do you get a lot of smaller companies or like people that are sponsored by a bigger company that they just throw out somebody from their design group? What's the mix usually like?
Oh, there's a good mix. We've had some big companies and some small companies. Like Patty said, Bocor is a smaller, woman-owned
yeah.
company.
Do you get any like of our college students coming out that just have some ideas and they want to go sit and see if they can... How would that benefit someone like that that's listening and says, hey, I have a great idea. I want to go sit in a group, present that idea, but I don't want just a couple big companies in the room to take off with it. I want to be involved. How can
yeah.
they
should reach out
bring
to us.
That?
Yeah, we want students and small companies, startup companies, big companies, East Coast, West Coast, utilities
mm-hmm.
companies. So I'll let Christine probably talk a little bit more later
okay.
about the types
as a later
of
topic. We don't
want to
steal thunder
yeah.
from another portion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she can get more specific about the upcoming projects.
Okay.
Well, and then I can add into that the way that we found out about the first course and that first innovative design class taking place. C-TRAC's really good about posting, and they post, I think, numerous platforms, right, to solicit for folks to come and help. So they've got a couple of really good design sprints that are coming up where they were good about getting the word out to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And it's students, it's anybody that can reply. You know, it's not just business.
What are these design sprints that are out right now that somebody could reach out to? Oh, we're going to get that. We're stealing the thunder of a later. Gotcha. Okay.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Over 3 million data breaches happen every single day. That's over 2,000 records being compromised every minute. So often, we focus on securing web data access. But what if the attackers are already inside, having gained direct access to your storage through data management software? When it comes to communications that go directly into your storage devices, make SNIA your first line of protection. SNIA's conformance testing limits outdated communications that are known to be used by attackers. It works continuously behind the background to make sure your storage is protected. To find out if your data is truly secure, visit our website at www.snia.org/cybertest.
Yeah. Tell us about your involvement here.
Yeah, so luckily for me personally, Kathy Bowe had the foresight when she heard about what was going on at C-TRAC and the work at CyberWorks to get involved and raise our hand early on and say, hey, we're a small company that would love to get involved in this first class. So for BoCorp, it's been a very unique experience. Not only being involved with CyberWorks as an initiative as it first stands up and being able to maybe have a hand in how it is shaped, but to also be working with the cadets side by side as peers up at the academy. And that's totally unprecedented. You know, most companies that are in aerospace and, you know, here in town, you don't get that opportunity to work that closely for an extended amount of time as peers with these young people that are going to be the future leaders of the Air Force. So that was remarkable. So being with that class of students and young leaders and working with them side by side, very few boundaries, very open, and being able to really, you know, learn design thinking and then learn how to apply that to a very hard problem like communicating cyber risk through different levels of command. I mean, that wasn't an easy task by any means. So learning the principles of design thinking. For BoCorp, one of the big benefits is being able to bring that home. You know, I get to bring that home to our engineers to apply on their programs. And so that has been a really, really good.
And that's the conduit from these groups to companies. I'm still, in these type of environments, I still have trouble grasping whose idea is owned by who type of perspective.
Well, you know,
because you just said that, hey, I heard these ideas. It might have been something brought by a student. We're going to go to town on these at our company. It's almost like some people would be willing to do that. Others might be very reluctant if they have something that they think is really going to change the landscape.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if someone really is obsessed with owning their idea and they're not willing to share and be collaborative, they're probably not a fit. Because there really is a certain type of mentality, collaborative mentality, where you're open to hearing other people's thoughts. And one of the rules is there's no wrong answers. And there's also no rank in the room. So all the military folks go by call signs, as opposed to, you know, colonel or sir. Those phrases are not permitted.
The call signs they have like on their pilot hat helmet, right? I've seen those.
Yeah, so C-TRAC, one of our roles is to interview people because we want to have the right fits. The most benefit to the CyberWorks program and the sprints are to find the right type of person to show up. And I would say that a lot of DoD experience is not always going to favor or benefit you in this type of situation. It might be more beneficial, like you said, to be a student even and to have fewer perceived boundaries in your mind about how the world works.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so did you have anything else on your list, or we want to switch over?
No, I want to hand it over to Patty and Christine to keep talking further.
Okay. Okay, so we want to go ahead and give her your mic. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
And now we're back with Christine and Patty. And we're going to talk about what projects and what the things look like that are going on there at CyberWorks.
Sure.
So you have some things to talk about right off the bat? And
I do. So we can start with another or a semester-long project that BOCOR is participating as well. And that is a semester-long course. It's up at the Air Force Academy, and it's about...
So who is teaching and who is participating?
Cadets and industry partners participate.
Okay.
And Colonel Jeff Collins and Lieutenant Colonel Mike Chiaramonte teach the course.
And they're instructors at the Air Force Academy?
Correct.
Okay.
They're active duty Air Force.
So BOCOR's part then is to put together material for it?
No, we are participating as students with the cadets.
Okay,
so
I see what you're saying.
They've got a collection of 5, 6, 7 industry partners, mm-hmm. and in the classroom itself, 15 to 16, 17 cadets are there, mm-hmm. and we break up into small teams of 4, 5, and 6 people. And we sit around tables, and that's how we're actually conducting the class. So you've got cadets joined by 1 or 2 industry partners. And we're there as students. So we're mm-hmm. there at 7:30 in the morning, and
right.
we participate for the class. We have homework. We have activities we have to do outside of class. We go to the interviews that the students do with professionals and with the government to learn more about the problem at hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there through the entire class, 40 weeks.
Okay.
40 classes, excuse me.
Yeah, 40 classes.
Not 40 weeks. 40 classes over, I forget how many weeks, but...
A semester,
yeah,
basically.
A semester, really. Yeah, it's cool.
So who does this benefit the most? The students? The contractors? What's the thought here?
Well, from my opinion, it's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And it benefits C-TRAC. It benefits the local community. The collaboration that takes place is, like I said, it's unprecedented. I've never been involved in anything quite like this. So it's new. It's groundbreaking. I think it's a game changer in the way that government can be linked up with industry quicker, the way that Aaron talked about.
Mm-hmm.
For us, the big things that we get from it are not only being... made more aware of the cadets and their environment, but also of the problem at hand. The users that deal with cyber risk, for instance, every day and what the issues are there and understanding it, relaying it, and being able to make decisions about it. We carry those requirements and the information we get from the interviews of the users forward back to BOCOR so that we can take that forward and decide, is there a capability that we can advance because of what we learned?
Mm-hmm.
And can we use design thinking on other projects so that we can be building a culture of innovation at BOCOR better than we've ever done before? That's going to help us ultimately attract that cybersecurity workforce, I mm-hmm. think, as we go forward. So we just see there's so many gains for industry, you mm-hmm. know, in this situation.
Okay.
Right.
What other kind of things you have we're talking about?
So, right, that's a semester-long model. And then we also run design sprints. Those are not with Air Force Academy cadets. They're with actual Air Force airmen.
Mm-hmm.
So we are running one in February and one in April. And the Air Force will bring in about 20 to 30 airmen from all over the country. They will fly them into Colorado Springs for the week. And then C-TRAC will bring in about 10 to 15 industry partners. And during that week-long sprint, they will look at a problem statement that's put out by the Air Force, and they will take Monday through Friday to solve that problem and then present it. So this one in February, it's February 13th through 17th, and it's looking at what's called functional mission analysis for the Cyber Squadron Initiative. So I'm sure you have some questions on what that might mean.
I'm kind of trying to grasp the whole,
mm-hmm.
the Air Force, the contractors,
yeah.
What type of a topic? So you had mentioned that you have a couple things going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
What types of topics are they trying to solve? What would be one of these week-long things that you've done?
Yeah, so the topic for the functional mission analysis sprint is the Air Force is transitioning from what are called comm squadrons to mm-hmm. cyber squadrons. And they're going from more of an IT support entity to basically a cyber defensive and offensive capability.
Uh-huh.
So within that, they've realized that they need to develop some new training standards. And then also, functional mission analysis is a process that they use to identify and codify cyber threats.
Okay.
And so they're saying, okay, we have this FMA that we identify threats
FMA.
With. Functional mission analysis.
Okay.
That's the acronym, FMA.
Okay.
They're saying we have a process, but it's not standardized. So maybe someone on Schriever identifies threats this way, and maybe someone on Lackland identifies threats this way. And then as airmen move around the country and go to different commands, there's no standard process. So then that's a problem in cyberspace. If you're continuously identifying threats differently, what's the outcome? So they want to standardize that process and the training that surrounds it.
Okay. So I think, and I'm trying to reset here and go back to get the big picture.
Yeah.
So we're looking at cadets, people in the Air Force that are going to be the cyber warriors of the future on our networks that are, right now we have a major problem with understanding what that looks like. We're in the midst of defining it. So, and I'm familiar enough with CyberWorks to know that that's the Air Force's public-private partnership wing where they said, hey, we need to reset. We're failing on our own. We need to punt and say we need private industry. We need companies. We need education outside of the Air Force, and we need our servicemen to all come together and try to find a, something new for the future that works. So this is almost like they punted the football a couple downs ago, and they're just regrouping in their own end, right? And going to move the ball forward. And this is the first steps to do it, and C-TRAC is right in the middle. Did I kind of encompass that in a good manner? Okay. So now when we're looking at, you say, these people, the trainees, the Air Force cadets leave the nest and they go out there into the Air Force. They're changing to not be a communications person, but cyber is going to be what they're leading in. And when we start talking about threats, we're looking here at people and actors outside of our country and our government that maybe that want to come into the networks. So we're talking threats to the network, countries, organizations that have bad thoughts for what they're going to do to us. And that's the game we're looking at here, is how can these companies now start to take what they're learning, make solutions that'll help them and grow from here.
And I think another big benefit too for the cadets is as they go on to their leadership roles in whatever discipline they might be studying, these most of the cadets are not cybersecurity. They're not getting their degrees in cyber. They come from every discipline up at the academy. So there's political science and there's engineering and you know, human factors, and you know, these young people are in all these different disciplines. But as they go forward, then bringing the design thinking approach to solving a problem is a huge part of what they're bringing forward, no matter what role they end up taking. And a better understanding of cyber, which, as you say, is going to help across the board. Because a huge thing that we're finding, right, is that there's just a lack of common understanding between industry, between the private sector, between the government, on what is the cyber threat. What is the nature of it? How do you defend against it? How do you react? How do you get ahead of it? You know, those kinds of things. And we discuss all of that during these classes as we're working on these really tough cybersecurity problems.
Yeah, but I don't want to confuse the sprints with the semester-long course. So the semester-long course is at the academy. That's industry and cadets. The sprints, we're having the sprint in February. It's actually at Catalyst Campus. That is active duty airmen and industry partners. It is not cadets.
Okay. So anybody can join which one of these? How, kind of wrapping up here, but I want to know, how can people get involved? What are, if people are listening and they say, you know, this is interesting, I want to jump on, how can they start to do that?
So they can contact me.
So and they an can email contact or a website?
Sure. Yes, we have a website. It's ctrac.org. And there's contact information on there. Or do you need?
That's
we
good.
Have
let's,
a Facebook
let's have reach
page.
Out to a website.
We have a Twitter.
Your Facebook, Twitter. You can give those. What's your?
Twitter is ctrac official.
At ctrac.
At ctrac underscore official. And then our Facebook pages, if you just search ctrac organization, it will be on there.
Okay. So it has been great to have everybody on, and I hope we learned a lot and we didn't get any of the acronyms wrong, so you're going to get in trouble, Aaron. No? But thanks so much for joining today, and it's been a pleasure, and would like to have you on. If you have any, again, if you have anything news related to release, upcoming things, reach back out to us and we'll try and get you on again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.